On the show today, we have Financial Center First Federal Credit Union's Daniel Cavanaugh talking about tracking ROI for your marketing campaign. So check it out. You guys are one of best practices accolade for tracking ROI for marketing campaigns. And I think we all forget how important marketing is these days because it's such a highly competitive financial services field out there with the many, many financial institutions, you know, traditional and non-traditional out there. So tell us about this. Tell us about this best practices. What was it? And then how did it benefit your credit union?
Well, really, it all started with taking a look at our effectiveness of the marketing dollars that we were spending. And what we found was that the board would ask us all the time, how effective was that campaign? And we would always say things like, oh, that went really well, had great results. But we really couldn't quantify that effectiveness as well without building some analytics or some actual financial numbers into it. Mm-hmm. So really, in 2015, we just kind of spent time developing a process. It's an 8-step process where we put a lot more time into the planning of it. And we also got our financial people involved, and we really forced them to say, if we bring in a new loan, if we bring in a new checking account, what's the value to the credit union long term?
Right.
Once you start having those kinds of conversations and you're really able to measure, track, and report those results, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Analytics seems to be the word of 2016, and now it's really becoming a force in 2017, because analytics was something that, you know, you would hear maybe back in the server room, you know, maybe 10 years ago, but now it's in every department in the credit union. So, I mean, how important are analytics, whatever the preferential grammar term is, today?
Well, I think it's super important. And really, the main thing is everybody's using the same numbers, because I think we've had it where we haven't had that capability. And I really have to give thanks to our technology area, because they've really come up with a way to give us really good measurements. Yeah. And with good data, I mean, the short answer is, with good data, it helps you to make good decisions and helps you to improve on the things that you're doing. If you have poor data, it's really hard to improve from there.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of useless, actually. So it's just fluff.
and it's expensive. I mean, I hate to say it, and, you know, every credit union is in a different position. We're about $500 million, so I consider it's kind of a mid-sized credit union. And, you know, the larger you are, a lot of times the more capabilities you have. Yeah. And so the smaller you are, it's always a challenge to get that information and to get it in a timely fashion that really helps you, again, make those good decisions.
Right. And so, I mean, what types of issues were you guys trying to solve here? Obviously, you want to provide better services to your members based on their specific needs at the time. And so, the analytical data certainly helps out, like we just said, you know, huge in that area. So what other issues were you guys trying to solve here?
I think the main thing was really we were taking, you know, and I'm talking about 3 years ago, more of a throw it against the wall and hope it works kind of an approach. And it's easy to get into that process. You know, we need more loans. Okay, let's go put some ads in the paper.
Right.
And so we really drew this line. I call it a line and made a commitment to saying, no, we need to follow a plan. My background is a certified financial planner. Is the more time and energy you put into the planning, the better the results are going to mm-hmm. be. So really what this really helped us to solve is, let's stop, make sure we collaborate. Let's make sure we're all, you know, when you say more loans, is that 10 loans or is that $2 million worth?
Right.
So we really have stopped and quantified a lot of those types of things. And by the way, we sign off from our finance department on the return on investment. If we hit our goal, what is that return going to be before we even launch the campaign?
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a nice place to be.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's kind of like the more specific your goal, the better off you'll be as well, because you have kind of this very focused plan ahead of you, not some very generic type thing.
Right.
So the more specific, the better. At least that's what I've heard. So you're probably
that's
in the same
exactly
boat.
Right.
Okay.
And we ran 11 campaigns in 2016. So another way to think of it is, let's focus more on the quality, not so much the quantity.
Okay.
What we all want is, when we spend money, we want to see a good return or a good return for our investment.
Yep.
So we started, again, looking more at the quality. And of those 11, nine of those had positive ROAs. Two of them did not. And even when you don't, you learn a lot. Like, well, did we spend too much money on it? Was the media that we used not the right media? Mm-hmm. Was our communication, our message maybe not as clear as it could have been? Was it our timing? So you can learn from that.
Yeah.
And the nice part about it is that of those 11, we had a couple that were really successful. And it really enhances the image of your marketing department. I've said for years we've got a really talented crew. Now I can somewhat back it up. We can back it up because especially boards, you know, they're very financially driven. Our board is anyways.
Yeah.
And when you're able to provide a 222% return on investment, it's hard to argue with was that successful or not. And it just builds a lot of credibility and confidence, I think, in your marketing team.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of some of those results, what have been some other results so far? I mean, gosh, a 222% ROI, or what was that?
Wow. Right, and it gets a little confusing. It's really not that complicated, but if you spend $50,000 or $10,000, but if you spend $50,000 and you're able to prove that you've got a return of $50,000, well, that's a break even.
Right.
But if you spend 50 and you're able to prove that you've got 100,000 of return, you know, that's 100% on your money.
That's so well spent.
You know, and obviously if it's a 20,000 and you get 100,000, you know, you can do the math, and it's, and it's just nice to be able to show those kinds of numbers. Most of our campaigns run 6 weeks to, you know, maybe 3 months, something in that time frame. And then we wrap it up and we publish those numbers and we move on.
Right on. And learning lessons along the way. So both successful and unsuccessful, because, I mean, sometimes we learn a lot from our mistakes, and so we can improve upon that type of stuff. So
you do. And again, I think this year one of our focuses on is, like anything you do, the process, we want to get better at it. And last year we measured campaign by campaign, and we're still doing that. But of course, I'm in management. I throw out the goal, you know, got to raise the goal, raise the bar. And now we're going to look holistically. What is our overall return on all the money that we spend? And so it's like most things you do, the more you do it, and if you follow a specific process, you get better at it.
Yep.
And now we're going to be able to measure, again, more holistically.
That's what I tell my kids all the time. The more you do, the better you get, you know? Practice makes perfect. Practice with a purpose. All right. Hey, and you just alluded to some goals. I mean, can you provide us with any other goals that you look to attain as well? I mean, because obviously you want to continue being successful here and being a good example for other creatives out there too.
Well, I mean, a couple of goals really is, I just mentioned our main goal holistically is to get a better ROI on all of our campaigns.
Right.
I think this year our credit union is really focused on new members and new checking accounts. So, you know, we put a lot of energy this year. We're running a campaign right now. And we're really upping the bar a little bit on the results that we're looking for. We know that the number we use is if you bring on a new checking account, it's worth about $1,500 to the credit union. So one of the goals we have is to actually double the amount of new checking accounts we have this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big campaign for us. But this methodology allows us to know that if we're able to double it, we're going to see returns up in the 300 or 400 percentile. So it's an exciting time for us. And it's nice to be where we're at today.
Yeah, no doubt. And here's a question just off the top of my head. And if you don't know the answer, no worries, but this is just off the top of my head. Like, what is resonating with members these days as far as marketing campaigns? Is it a combination of things, or is it one thing? Is it video? Is it social media? Is it the traditional print stuff? What's resonating these days?
Well, I think it's a combination, and that's the, we all want the magic formula.
Sure.
You know, what is it? We've geared our latest marketing, campaigns more to a younger member. You know, we're all kind of after the millennials, so to speak. And so I think it's the messaging and the visuals that we're using are much more there.
Okay.
But it's really a combination. It's a lot cheaper, as you know, to use an email electronic type of delivery. But you know, we're still seeing good results with print, even with the younger member. So
that's good to hear.
Every market is different. But there certainly isn't a shortage of competitors out there. I don't know how it is where you're at, but you know, there's a financial. I think while we did the survey, there's 46 financial institutions within 3 miles of our
grief.
Today. So it's a very competitive marketplace.
Yeah, it sounds like us too. Yeah, we got them on almost every corner. So, and then you have, like I said at the top of the show, then you have your non-traditional, the disruptors, as we're calling them, those folks too that you got to deal with. So my gosh. All right, to wrap up here, because I know you got a lot of work to do today. So what advice do you have for credit unions looking to experience similar results or similar success in this area as well?
Well, I think if you're struggling with some of the things that we were struggling with, and by no means do we have it solved. I mean, it's always a work in progress.
Yeah.
But or if you're looking to build more credibility or more of a process to kind of spend more time on your planning, collaborate a little bit better with your financial people, because really you have to understand the value of adding one new checking, one new loan,
mm-hmm.
or $1 million of loans. If you don't understand some of those analytics,
right.
That's the next level. And by the way, large credit unions today, I think, you know, there's a lot of credit unions doing a wonderful job at the same thing that we're doing.
Right.
I think we were recognized. We kind of started, you know, a couple of years ago, and so we've had good success. But I would just say, draw a line in the sand, make a commitment to getting involved and moving your marketing to another level if that's the place you want to go.
Right on, right on. Great message to end on, Daniel. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. I appreciate it, man. Well done, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you for allowing us to share our story. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime.